And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks.
With your hosts, Justin.
But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through to get into the playoffs.
Tanya.
Well, this is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game, you were like.
And Jason.
Gonna shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
Two dads and a mom that make betting fun. If it's Friday, it's friends, family, football, and Friday Night Locks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to another week of Friday Night Locks. Hope you had a good one. It was crazy games watching this weekend, but welcome back. I wanted to ask first things first, how are you guys doing? How was your week?
I think it was pretty good.
Was it?
Well, you know how my week was.
I do.
How was your week, Jason?
I had a great week, actually. I went 2-0 on this pod.
And
I went 3-2 in the circuit contest. So hang on, I'm not good at math. I was 5-2 on the week.
Yay!
Very nicely done.
I would like to, before we get to the elephant in the room, and we know who's buying Brady his favorite avocado ice cream sundae. We know who that's going to be. We know who's voting Brady Father of the Year. Too soon?
Just a hair too soon, too I would soon. Say.
When did you guys make it official and become an official old married couple? Because you're wearing matching sweatshirts, which I like. And then my next question is, why aren't we doing this every week?
That second question is very, very, very valid, but this was not planned.
Well, sometimes she'll say something like, how are you reading my mind right now? Like, I'll say something like, we should go to that pizza place that we like, or whatever random. And she'll say, why are you reading my mind right now?
Literally, but just this, thinking of that.
Like, I came out of one room and she came out of the other room, and it was like Lucy and Ethel when they were both wearing the same dress. And they were like, oh, I'll change. The other one was like, no, I'll change. And then they both came out and neither of them changed.
You guys are vibing. Yeah. No, you
so
guys
he
are
has
vibing.
The hat, too.
Yeah, I had
like
to rock
it.
The hat. I
just swagged up.
Next time we'll send you a memo and you can join the crew.
Yeah. And remember, we have a GoFundMe or a go donate www.swag.fridaynightlife.com.
That's not a thing.
Nothing.
It sounds like
so
a
don't
website.
Send money because we won't get it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have you guys know that after 21 years of marriage, Carly would like me to dress up as anyone but myself. And preferably get a latex Brad Pitt mask to make the whole ensemble complete.
Or just get dressed.
Yeah. Or just go out for a pack of smokes and don't come back.
A gallon of milk.
Either way.
Yeah, whatever, milk or cigs, I'll tell the story however I choose. Just go.
Yeah, we've fully outgrown the... Oh, we're wearing matching sweatshirts. You guys are still lovey-dovey.
No.
You have a new baby. Yeah. It's like you're so adorable over there.
Stop. We just looked at each other and we were like, really? And then high-fived and
went
away.
Do you guys remember that? Not to step on the joke, but like Lucy and Ethel were going out to this party and they were both wearing the same dress and they had like a flower on it. And then they were both singing the song and neither of them changed. And they kept ripping each other. It's flower off and all, but they both said, I'll change. No, I'll change. And neither of them changed. They both showed up and they were like, had jackets on. So that was funny. Cause today I said, oh, I didn't know you were, oh, well, should we, why not? So here it is, guys.
Can we make Wyatt's ensemble 3 for 3? Do we have merch?
Hoodie. That would be so cool.
Onesie, a Friday Night Locks onesie.
That's right. Well, apparently the Moneyline mama cannot be touched. I was watching the game last night and I was like, oh,
for
wow.
Sure. For sure. Done. For sure. Out.
For sure. Right. And because the number 13, and I don't want to get too, superstitious about stuff, but I was like, oh, you know what? This is it for Brady. And sure enough. And this is why I always say, like, just when you count that guy out, man.
Ugh.
He came through for you. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
I don't think she understands the totality, though. It was 16-3.
I know, for a long time. And then
with 3 minutes left.
Did you watch the game?
I had it on in the background and I was at work, admittedly, but I had, which is funny because at work I had told people, I really need Tampa Bay, which is ironic because the Saints are my team. And everybody was like, what? I don't understand. And I explained to them, I've gone very long on my Survivor picks.
Yeah, so don't really do that again, because I did not enjoy that game, watching that game.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, well, sorry. I was kind of like preparing for today. Like, well, you know, she tried, but yeah. I kind of did say the Saints own them. And then the Saints just rolled over like a dead dog.
But everybody kept coming up to
me. Don't ever do that again in your life.
Not looking good.
And you know what's funny? Did they change their expression after the game?
They changed their expression.
They were freaking out, right? Like, you have such a hot hand. I was freaking out because I thought, well, yesterday we released on TikTok and Instagram, you know, Moneyline Mama going for 13 in a row tonight. And I go, oh, that's the first time we've released something before the game. Usually we go, congrats to the Moneyline Mama, because it's 12 weeks in a row after you've won. Like, we're not crowing about anything, but just wishing you good luck. But that was the first time we did it. I go, first time we did that, unlucky or lucky, number 13, TB12 going against your Saints. And I just go, we put all the bad mojo into the universe. And this is the week that she's going to go down. And still, you won. Pretty cool.
Yeah. But it was very bittersweet.
I have a funny story about that, too. On Sunday, I was going to go put in tickets. And I had the kid. She was out.
So you just took him to the sports book and the baby Bjorn, or Jack and Coke in one hand, betting slip in the other? Or
I didn't know if I was going to discuss. Like, I have a Cookie Monster Halloween costume, but it's blue. But I could have a blue dog. So I was going to put it on upside down and put him in the stroller. And like a little dog, how people roll their dogs around in the stroller. And literally, can I take him to the book? Because they have kiosks now. So I don't have to roll in line like, what's up with the stroller? Right. Like, how you guys doing today? Like, I'm feeding the baby. And I can go to the kiosk and sneak to the kiosk. But there's always like a line at the kiosk. And I keep saying to myself, which I'm glad I didn't do, and I'm not going to do it. But the thoughts are there. Like, do I take the kid to the casino? I'm babysitting. Like, it's my boy. I got to get this in. I don't use a mobile app. I should. But what if I took the kid into the casino, just rolled up to the kiosk like nothing was going, like nothing to see over here in this stroller, and just punched in a couple parlays, and the guy behind me's like, hey dude, your kid's crying, or maybe he needs a bottle, or can you hurry up and get that bet in? But I didn't do it. But these are the thoughts that I have that scare me.
Yeah. You were like
in my early stages of fatherhood.
The cocktail waitress came over and said, can I get you anything? You go, that. Let me get a Jack and Coke, a milk in a plastic bottle with a nipple, please.
Yeah, and a juice box with a straw, please. Yeah. Tree top if you have it.
Did you guys have, I'll get wings and mozzarella sticks. He's having mashed peas.
Do you have that? You don't have mashed peas?
You guys don't happen to have a rubber fork, do you?
Wait, somebody threw up, and it's not the baby.
No, it's not the baby. But I mean, I didn't do it.
Oh God!
Thoughts that's that go through, awesome. I mean, thoughts that make my wife so happy.
You'll never stop.
He's but honestly, like,
years.
Like the hangover, the guy had him in the in the thing, and I could just kind of put a trench coat on or something and roll in. Stop. Like, they might just arrest me for looking like I'm a terrorist or something.
I feel like Red Rock could have like a daycare area, perhaps.
They do. It's in the arcade.
All right. A couple of years from now.
Stop it, I swear to God.
Give him a roll of quarters.
He's waiting for Del Mar. Come on. Next summer, we're rolling to Del Mar.
Well, unbelievable 13 in a row. Like, that is absolute. This streak is something to watch. And wild. I wrote you off in the third quarter last night. I wrote you off.
Yeah.
I was thinking about what are we going to say today? How are we going to, you know, treat it? Yeah. Great job. Great run.
And I told you,
the Saints playing tough.
If I go out like this and my team made me lose,
I thought about that.
Then at least my team won.
Yeah.
So now
it hurts. Yeah, it hurts.
I don't have that anymore.
Yeah, that would.
Let me ask you guys, because you're the Saints household. Are they still in the running? Are they mathematically out? What is your level of hope for the Saints? Is this season?
What sucks
done,
is they showed the records right before right before the turnaround, you know, like thinking the Saints were going to win. Even the friggin' Monday Night Football thought the Saints were going to win. And the Bucs were 5-7, and the Saints are 4-8. So the Saints would have been 4-8, and the Bucs would have been The Saints would have been 5-8, and the Bucks would have been 5-8. And I think Atlanta's 5-9 because they've already had their bye week. And the Panthers are done. But legitimately there, you have a chance. And you have a tiebreaker because you split with the Bucks now. They won one, you won one. So you didn't lose both games. You lose both games, you're in big trouble. Now it's a two-game gap. And as I said, they lost both games, so there's no tiebreaker for the division because that's two divisional losses that the Bucks don't have. And so, listen, even if they made it to the playoffs, I wouldn't be excited because they would get stomped, yeah, like I said last week. So I think we're just writing it off for this year. I think Dennis Allen's one and done. I still don't understand the Andy Dalton thing. He played pretty good, but he's not mobile. Kamara can't move. It's just different. It's not the same. So I think we wrote it off. What do you think?
Agreed.
Yeah. I think the cool thing about the Saints is, quarterback aside, Dalton, Winston, who knows what's going to happen there. They have really solid defense, and they have really solid, you know, Olave and Kamara. They have good offensive weapons. They just have to put it together somehow.
Yeah, a lot of injuries on offense in the Michael Thomas story.
I don't get
on.
That guy. He's, you know, I'd
but
get
there was no Marcus
first.
Lattimore last night, and they still gave up 3 points through three and a half quarters. Yep. That's pretty impressive. And if they would have pulled that off and Brady wouldn't have been able to, like, one pick or one something without that Julio Jones catch, like, that would have just been total domination over Tom Brady over the last 5 years or 4 years or whatever. But whatever. I salute him. He did it again.
He did it again. And that's why I always clown you, because you're so mad at Tom Brady all the time. But when your money's on the line, he usually, more often than not, gets you a win.
Yeah, but he got you a win.
So we're back on TB12.
No, we're not.
We're off Team Giselle.
No, we're moving on from that.
Homewrecker?
No.
Homewrecker?
Husband of the year? No.
Husband and father of the year, TB12. Oh, geez, no. Let's go.
Let's just say the overall team of the Buccaneers, they won me my Survivor.
Amazing.
Speaking of which, should we get into this week's pick?
Yes. Okay. Cannot wait.
Are you?
Well, let's see.
Are you amped?
I'm amped.
Or are you like, it's going to maybe lose?
Well, I'm telling you, I'm getting nervous as the weeks go by.
A lot of bye weeks.
Slim pickings.
A lot of bye weeks.
It's possible we're all starting to hate you. I'm not going to just like
that too.
Like,
I almost want to lose now just because I want to still be a part of the group.
I don't think I'm going to
read my comic book.
Please don't forget to like and subscribe our channel on YouTube. Give us a little thumbs up. It always helps us, and make sure to listen to us on our listening platforms as well. And tell all your friends and family. Thank you.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
My Survivor pick this week.
Just with no further ado.
With no further ado. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
No, I still want to know what you think I'm going to pick. This is a fun part for
me. I don't know.
To know what you think that I'm going to pick. And it's maybe very, very far left field. Like this. Did not see that coming.
Oh, okay. So you're giving us a little hint.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope you're not going so far left field that it's just disastrous to your record. You want to win, right?
I would like to lose.
Oh my God.
No, see, she's cocky and she's like playing with the vibe. Like, I can't lose. I just, even if I say I want to lose, I can't.
I want to come back down to your guys' level.
Oh.
So I'm just kidding. I'm just really kidding.
That's beyond cocky.
No, I stopped midway.
And that's beyond a humble brag too.
Beyond a humble brag.
Spit it out. Now you're not getting anything.
Hey, no, I want to know.
Before, because I like to do this once in an episode before we get to your Survivor pick, you said humble brag, and it reminded me. Last week on this podcast, 4-1.
Woohoo!
4 winners against the spread, 1 loser. Our winning percentage, we've won 37, we've lost 27, and we pushed once. We're at 58%. Once again, two dads and a mom who did not go to sports betting school.
And who have real lives outside of this.
58%.
That's pretty good.
Excellent.
And we stay around that 55-65%, which is really nice to see.
But if we can crawl in a couple 5-0s,
we will.
In the next 2 weeks, it'll You'll see it. It'll just skyrocket. It'll go. Yeah. It'll go up quick. If you start, we're 10 games over 500. Let's get it. You get it to 20. You get it to. It starts to skyrocket. Mm-hmm. You're looking at 65-70%. That's circa millions winnings.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to point that out.
You can win a circa contest with that.
And this record is easily cross checked throughout all of our podcasts. We're very transparent. There have been weeks where we have lost, not many. Mm-hmm. But we've had multiple 4-1 weeks. Like, you know, we're in a nice little groove, 58%. All right. See, I'm going to say that you have not taken the Eagles yet. Have you?
I have.
Oh, you've already taken the Eagles.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say you're going to break out the banjos.
Mm. Have I taken them?
Well, apparently
Rocky
that's
Top?
Not them.
I'm not taking them. Don't look.
I don't know who you have. I don't know off the top of my head.
Well,
who do you got left?
Okay, are you ready?
Let's hear it.
I'm actually between two, always, of course, but I think I just have to go with it, go with my gut. This week, you guys are going to laugh. Is that a hint? I'm taking the Raiders.
Oh. Thursday night game.
Listen,
by the time this comes out, people will know if you're
a winner or a loser,
good or not.
Well, my second pick was the Seahawks. I have not chosen them either. I feel like maybe the Seahawks is a more safe bet, but I feel like the Raiders are playing the Rams, mm-hmm. and the Raiders are on a 3-game win streak right now. They're feeling hot with Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp. They're probably done for the season. I just feel like that's the motivation I always kind of have on the like emotional side of things. Mm-hmm. When teams go in to play a certain game, what their track record has been in the recent. So.
Go with your gut. The Rams also are probably down to their, could be down to their third string.
I don't think the Rams are going to win a single game in coming up.
I don't think they're going to win another game.
Yeah.
Nope.
I think
it's the longest. It's the long 12 game losing streak is the longest losing streak from a defending champion in NFL history.
Wow, that's really brutal.
They had a woeful season. I'm not sure why.
12 in a row. In a row.
Wow.
With the Texans.
Like in a row.
With
no stops.
And they're in SoFi, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So
there'll be a lot of Vegas fans in SoFi. It's not going to be all Rams fans there.
No.
And it's always like that in LA. It's always the other team.
Fans are excited. They're hyped. I'm actually
crazy.
Picking this for the Rams to lose, not the Raiders to win. But Raiders is who I'm picking. So
I like it. Are you,
I don't,
you locking it up?
Look how nervous I am.
Lock it up, dude.
Lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Well, I've been calling for Cliff Kingsbury with a K's job all year.
Mm.
Last game, I thought they were going to, like, so 2 weeks ago, last week they're on a bye. 2 weeks ago, they were playing the Chargers and they had coming off like another loss. And I said before that Charger game, guy, they need to fire this guy on Monday if they lose. They were winning the game. They came back from behind. They were winning the game. Last couple seconds at home. Last couple seconds, Chargers punch it in to tie the game. I had the Chargers in the contest, so I needed overtime for a cover. I needed like them to get the ball back. There's all the chances, but the only chance I had was to tie the game, go into overtime. I'm in my car listening to the game, and I hear, they're going for two. Herbert hasn't left the field. I'm like, so now I'm done. Either they get it and I lose, or they don't get it and they lose. What do? They get it. Cardinals lose again. They score 8 points in the fourth quarter. Cardinals score 7. They lose 25-24. Cliff Kingsbury keeps his job. They go into the bye week. Now they're on Monday Night Football against the Patriots team that I feel like is just a roller coaster through space, and they've been playing really badly lately. This defensive coordinator being an offensive coordinator, Matt Patricia thing, I think is failing miserably. I think Mac Jones is playing very badly. And as good as the defense has been, keeping them in games, the last game they played, they got blown out. And I think that this Patriots team, and I'm starting to hear it around town, people bring it up, I love Belichick. I love what he's able to do. He wins some, he loses some, but he always keeps it even keel. And I feel like this is kind of going in the wrong direction for them. So if the Cardinals cannot win Monday Night Football at home, Cliff Kingsbury should be fired. I've said this 1,000 times. I hope he does, because I don't like the guy and I don't like what they're doing. And I don't think Kyler Murray likes the guy that much. We'll see how the team plays and rallies around. Do they rally around Kyler, or do they rally around Cliff, or do they just rally together? But either way, I think that the Cardinals have to win this game, or it's all over in Glendale, Arizona. So I'm playing the Cardinals plus the one on MFL, and I'm going to lock it up. What do you guys think?
Go ahead, T.
He's not a Kyler Murray fan at all.
I just think the team had a lot to say, or some players on the team had a lot to say for the year. Oh, brah, 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 we're going to be so great. Kind of like the Broncos, and nothing really is prevailing. So, but that's I do like the Hail Mary last chance. Let's for you. But yeah, I don't know about for the team.
Listen, as a bettor, I try to find a spot. I don't try to bet the team. I try to bet the line. Mm-hmm. And this, I think I'm betting the situation or the spot, and I think they have to win. They're at home. They're going to get booed out of that place if they don't win that game. Mm-hmm. So if 60,000 fans and your family and sleeping in your own bed's not enough to get it done, then I quit. And it's probably going to be a Circa pick. I hate to say it. I don't love it, but it'll probably go into Circa.
Super duper sharp. I hate Cliff Kingsbury, hate Kyler Murray, but love your pick because... Oh, wow. Cliff Kingsbury at home as an underdog is astounding at ATS. He's excellent. And if there's any Achilles heel that the Patriots have, it's running quarterbacks.
Correct.
If you study them, they are the worst against a running quarterback, and who runs more than Kyler Murray. So I think that's a super sharp play, and you should lock that.
Well, I need it. And like I said, it's probably going to hit Circa. Contest status. That. Sometimes Gutsy. I do, sometimes I don't, but that I it's got to happen. So I'm going to lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay, for my second pick, as we discussed previously in the show, and I always seem to buck TB12. Thank you. Thank you, Monica.
You're welcome.
My mama is mocking you at this point. No, conceited.
She's like this.
No, I'm.
She's looking at Amazon for Christmas.
Hurry
gifts
up with your loser up Christmas attitude.
Just looking up the winners Christmas to the presents.
Oh my God!
Okay. Dear Lord,
let's roll the tape. Let's go.
Okay, they looked disastrous on Monday Night Football. Pulled it off against the Saints team that played 3.5 quarters of excellent football and then phoned it in from there. They cannot do that against a third string, fourth string, fifth string, or sixth string quarterback when they're playing the 49ers defense, because they will make that dude look like he needs a doctor.
Mm.
And I think it's a homecoming. He's from San Francisco. He might go to he's going to go to the 49ers next year. I love how the media just spins anything.
Right.
My poor guy, Jimmy G, breaks his leg. And now all of a sudden Brady's going to replace him in San Francisco. Like, stop it. Brady's going to go to the old folks home. He's going to Sun City.
Sure.
He's going to Sun City next year. That's where he's going.
I love Sun
City. 55 and over, baby. I mean, Purdy's not great, but you know what? He knows the system. And Baker got released yesterday, and everyone's saying, should we bring in Baker, this and that? You're not going to bring in a guy that doesn't know that system and like start studying the playbook and all that. This isn't high school. So I think Purdy's going to be the guy from now. I think he's mobile. He was at Iowa State. He played pretty good in college. I think he was a 7th round pick or something, but he threw a couple picks against Miami, which is concerning, but then he threw a couple touchdowns. I think if you give the ball to I think no one can game plan like Shanahan. I think if you give the ball to Debo on some trickeration or heavy doses of McCaffrey, that offense will be just fine. Take the ball out of his hands. Don't go deep. Don't try to get cute. Let the defense get the ball back for you all the time. And if that Buccaneers team is any indication of who they are, they're going to get ran out of that building. And I know I kind of went with the Dolphins last week because I thought Tua would be special. He wasn't. They embarrassed them. So I'm flipping it. I'm going back to San Francisco, but I'm going to take the right team, the home team this time. And again, they haven't left in a week. They're sleeping in their own beds. And I think that it's going to be a long day for TB12. So
Which team are you picking?
The 49ers.
49ers. Okay.
The San Francisco 49ers.
I like that.
What do you guys think?
What do you think?
Yeah, hard to argue for Brady off a short week. They have to be exhausted from that dogfight. Now they have to travel. Niners number one defense. Brock Purdy, people loved him coming out of Iowa State. I know he didn't go high in the draft, but he's fully competent in that system. And I don't know, Tampa Bay just seems like, I know they came through last night, but they just don't seem right to me.
No.
And
I mean, he was overthrowing dudes. It was the screaming on the sidelines. Just like I said last week in the pod.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady was having a meltdown on the sideline.
Yeah, meltdown.
And he pulled it off, and then he's all smiles, and he's at the press conference, and he's like, that's the way we drew it up.
Yeah. I like your pick.
But he, you know, he did his thing, but I don't think he's going to do his thing this week. And for that reason, and I think they might, I don't wish this on anyone, I think they might hurt him too. I think that he's a Statue of Liberty.
You're just throwing that out there.
He will not physically
he's
come out of
the statue room. Back okay. there, dude. And somebody's coming and they're coming today.
Well, I think that'd be the cherry on top of his whole year.
It's going to be tombstone in that.
You don't like his bottom ranked offensive line to protect him against the number one pass rush in the
I don't
NFL?
Like four scrubs, backups, and all that yelling on the sideline, Tom.
Oh.
Might want to watch your nugget, dude.
When the lights go down in the city.
Yeah.
When the lights.
So give me
in the city.
The San Francisco and 49er gang.
Love it.
Lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
I am very interested to see what Jason has to say right now.
You know what? I'm a little kafoodled based on the line report there that I just got.
2-0 this last week. He's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I got a little mojo back. However, before I start with my first pick, I would like to ask you guys, have you heard of the Peach Bowl?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of the Orange Bowl?
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Tostitos, FedEx? You've heard of those? Mm-hmm.
Yes, Dan.
Have you heard of the Guaranteed Rate Bowl?
Because
Wisco's going to the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
And we are playing Oklahoma State. Very quick. I don't want to take up too much time. Just want to congratulate my daughter's school, Wisconsin Badgers. They didn't have the greatest season, but
they made a great hire.
They're getting a new coach from Cincinnati and a new quarterback out of the transfer portal. And guess what showed up on my social media? Mertz is leaving. Wow.
Where's he going?
He doesn't know yet.
Milwaukee,
He says, thank you to all the Badger fans for an amazing 3 years, which he started when my daughter started college there. So I've been heavily invested in the Mertz era.
Ready, Mertz.
To much frustration and disappointment. And he got a whiff of a new QB coming to town. He was like, I regret to inform you that I'm now joining the portal, which means he's not even going to play in this bowl game, I don't think. So anyway, congrats to Wisco. Guaranteed Rate. If you don't have a Guaranteed Rate, you should get one. Let's go Badgers. Beat Oklahoma State. All right, for my first pick.
Go Badgers.
This hurts me because I had 3 points in this game and Justin just lopped off a half a point this morning. I don't appreciate that, but I'm still going to go with it. It's very contrarian. Everybody who listens to this podcast knows that I have a soft spot for the Pittsburgh Steelers, black and yellow. And the reason is I fall in love with teams that make money, that cover spreads. Pittsburgh, time and time again, when you bet them in the underdog spot, which some people call the rah-rah Mike Tomlin spot, they usually cover a spread. This week, they are favored at home, which I don't like that for Pittsburgh. I don't like Pittsburgh as a favorite. They were favored by 3. Now they're favored only by 2.5. I am going to take the Ravens.
Oof.
No Lamar Jackson.
Oof.
This looks like the dumbest bet in the world because Pittsburgh has been playing great. They're at home, hometown fans. But this is the contrarian better in me, that every time I make myself a little uncomfortable, I'm rewarded more than I'm punished. Baltimore, their backup QB is not that bad. I think they're going to play with a little fire in their belly. I don't like Pittsburgh in the favorite spot. As I said, I think they come home, they relax. They've been on the road. They've been overperforming. And I think this is where you let Justin Tucker do his magic. Because I think these AFC hard-hitting ground game, it's going to be a lot of nausea. And I just feel like it could come down to a field goal. And Ravens have a better kicker. Give me the Ravens to cover that number. Wow. I know you hate it.
I'm just...
Give me the Ravens plus 2.5. What do you think?
Very interesting.
I think if Lamar was playing, I'd be all over that, but it wouldn't be 2.5. They had a lot of problems with that Denver D line, and I think that Pittsburgh D line is obviously... I mean, there's nothing to be said about that. This is a spot for me where Tomlin is 5-7, I believe, now. Like, we put him out for dead. We said, no, your record's finished and this and that. If this guy goes 6-7 this week, he's a game away from 500.
Yeah.
I don't think he's waking up in the morning saying, I have to be 500. I have a 12-year, 15-year streak going. I don't think he cares.
Oh.
But he's quietly putting together a 500 football team here who are starting to gel, and this Pickett kid is no longer a rookie because he's 15 games in or 14 games in. And I think that the no Lamar thing might be a thing on the road, but you know, I got no salt in the game. So
no, I knew that you would hate this pick.
I don't hate it.
If you remember in one of our preseason pods, I said, why are they disrespecting Mike Tomlin? He's going to go over that 8 wins. That was one of my big bets for preseason. And I don't,
and I've sent him out for death like 4 weeks ago. I'm like, well, that's over. It's their 3-8 or whatever. And
yeah, no, I don't disagree with you. I just love this divisional dog spot.
Yeah.
And this year in particular, give me the points with Baltimore. T, what do you think? Ravens or Steelers? Who do you like?
I mean, I was just looking up to see what the stats are on that. I don't see much action about that game, so it makes me a little nervous. But
yeah,
they took out the star, so they're not. There's not going to be.
It's a weird one for sure.
Yeah.
And don't think it. I think that when I told you 2.5, it's -115. So to everybody out there, if you like the Ravens, it is most likely going to go to 3, and I'm sure you can find a 3 somewhere or buy the 3. But I think that's going in that direction to 3. I think people are going to bang Pittsburgh, which does make it a very contrarian bet for him. So let's go Ravens. I got him to win the Super Bowl. So they got to get right before Lamar comes back.
Yeah, this is a very uncomfortable one for me, but I'm going to go with the divisional road dog Baltimore plus 2.5 and lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay, for my second pick, this is going to be a little schizophrenic. When I started handicapping my picks for today's pod, I immediately look at the Buffalo Bills. They're at home. No, just this week.
Okay.
It jumped out to me. Why did it jump out to me? The first time the Bills played the Jets this year, the opening line was 13.
Mm-hmm.
Bills minus 13.
In New York City.
And the Jets won the game outright.
Mm-hmm.
Now, same teams a few weeks later, and the Jets have a good defense. Mike White, week to week, 1 week he's okay. The next week he throws some picks, whatever. He's not the world's greatest quarterback. He's not the world's worst quarterback. But now the spread is only 9 for some reason. And Buffalo, to me, this is where they start to separate. And they have a lot of rest. So as a side thing, I think it's a very square bet. But I think the Bills -9, it's so much chalk to lay. I think the Bills are mad, and I think the Bills are going to kill the Jets. That's not my pick. And this is why it's schizophrenic. When we're doing the lines this morning, I had the Detroit Lions at home -1. Justin said it shot up to Detroit -2.5.
It's probably going to go up to 3.
Now,
everybody's all over it.
When the whole world starts going on one team like that, I go the other way. And I'm taking the Minnesota Vikings
Wow.
And I wouldn't take him at one, but plus 2.5, you're giving me all these points. They're 10-2, like you guys keep saying every week. They're 10-2. I know they've had a lot of luck.
They're 10-2.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you can't bet the Lions up to 2.5 and not have me take the other side. That's my handicap.
And even when Minnesota loses, they're in tight games. That's their thing. Like,
give me Justin Jefferson on a fast track. I don't think they're going to be defensive minded on either side of the ball. Maybe think about the over in this game too. I think those both teams score a lot of points, but I'll just say Minnesota wins by a point, or maybe Minnesota loses by a point. I think it's going to be a close game, a high scoring game. And I don't like this line move. It seems over zealous to me to pile on the Lions so hard. So as Ricky Roma, played by Al Pacino and Glengarry Glenn Ross, says, when everybody bets one way, I bet the other way. That's my handicap. What do you guys think?
Wow. Well, on your Buffalo Jets game, I think that Buffalo, when they win big. That's just their thing. So I think that 9 doesn't scare me. I don't know if I'd play it, but it doesn't scare me one bit. Neither does Mike White.
A lot of chalk, right?
Going to your Detroit thing, I love it. I think that Detroit is just becoming America's love team. Like, I love watching them. I have the whole package. I watch games all week. I have no one from Detroit on my fantasy league. I have no reason to watch their games unless I have them in Circa. Yet I find myself watching their games.
You said this week, Detroit's no joke.
They're no joke. And Jared Goff, dude, guy's playing well. He's doing what he needs to do. He's playing well. And I don't think he's going anywhere. But 10-2 is 10-2, dude. 10-2.
It's a disrespectful line, right?
And that's what we always talk about with that, like, wackiness and why. And you said something to me today when I read that line to you. Do you remember what you said?
Mm-mm.
You said, I'm getting on a plane right now.
Yeah, seriously, it's too much.
When you say that, when you have said that in the past, you've been right probably 90% of the time. So that's why I love your pick.
All right.
For that reason only. And I agree with, dude, I've been saying this. Detroit's sexy. Teams like that, people love to bet.
They're feisty.
I think the over in that game is a lock. Put the farm on that. They won't stop scoring in that game. But I like that going against the world, man. I love that in gambling. I think it's a great pick.
All right. I like that vibe. So I will go with the Minnesota Vikings plus 2.5 and lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Don't forget to like and subscribe, please. Again, if you haven't already, thanks for watching this far into the episode. We love to hear from you. Don't forget to comment and give us a thumbs up. Thank you.
Okay, even though one of these kids is doing his own thing and I feel very left out by the gray hoodie club today, I will say, let's recap.
Yes.
Tanya, you have won 13 straight weeks in a row. Is this the week where you come back to planet Earth? I don't think so. I think you stay in the stratosphere. Tanya likes the Las Vegas Raiders to win and survive. Justin says, take Arizona at home plus 1 and the 49ers at home minus 3.5. I like Baltimore on the road plus 2.5 at Pittsburgh, and I'll take Minnesota on the road plus 2.5 at Detroit. And that's our show.
Great show. I like it. Every week I feel like our picks are perfect and I feel really good about them. And sometimes they are. So I hope they are this week too, because I like them. I like what we got going here. Cheers to the 13 in a row.
All right, relax.
Wow.
Money line mama.
Relax.
My baby girl.
You both are just going to make sure.
Listen, I give credit where credit is due, and
jinxing
you are
now.
No joke.
It's enough.
Like, we're putting you in Circa next year, kid.
No, I will not be happy.
Why not?
With a ticket, because it's,
you'd be legitimately about to win $6 million right now. Minus this.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will.
Yeah, you should.
Hey, Moneyline Mama. Hey. And Merry Christmas. And here's to putting up Christmas lights before it gets too chilly, guys. Bet responsibly. Beat the book. You got to beat the book. That's the most important thing. Don't care what you do with your money. It's your money. But beat the book, whatever you do.
I don't have a cup.
Salute.
Cheers.
Bye.
Together, man.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.